welcome to this edition of the Fireside Bookshelf. Join our host Ginger Green as she opens doors to the literary world, both past and present, featuring some of the best Christian books pertinent to believers and their pursuit of biblical truth. Each week, she will discuss selected resources which have touched her heart and life, with a hope they will enhance your study of the Scriptures and encourage you in your spiritual walk. From foundational Christian truths, to marriage and parenting, to understanding the times we live in, Ginger has assembled some amazing Christian authors, and each week we'll explore their works, all designed to help us grow in grace and knowledge in Jesus Christ. And now for today's presentation.
As a Christian in America today, we're learning that the government is no longer our ally. Amid all the talk of tolerance, society's attitude towards people of faith is quickly and aggressively becoming intolerant. Christianity has been removed from our government, our schools, and many aspects of our lives. Even some churches have exchanged the power of the gospel for a weak, moralistic imitation, pushing the latest correct agenda for social change. The deep spirituality of our founding fathers has been replaced by a self-centered, if-it-feels-good morality and a mystical New Age spirituality. So what can we do? How can we turn the tide? We can gripe and complain and curse the darkness, or we can become actively engaged. We can do the usual things like being active in our churches, getting involved with youth, or even sending our children to Christian schools or on mission trips. But it's not going to be enough. Let's face it. Now, more than ever before, we need a time of deep dedication to the things of Christ. We can't just set our sights on eternity and let this life slide by. We can't just hope it all turns out well down here. Our nation needs salt and light, and the best thing we can offer our children is to help them love the Lord their God with all their hearts. Today's authors firmly believe that one key to solving our heritage drifting problem is to firmly establish spiritual milestones in our families. Spiritual milestones can become the anchors to your child's faith, the moorings which bind you and your child in a common belief. It's never too late. It doesn't matter if your own spiritual upbringing was weak. God will honor your efforts once you become intentional about extending your family's spiritual heritage. So come be a part as we join Jim and Janet Weidman and Otis and Gail Ledbetter as they walk us through Spiritual Milestones, a Guide to Celebrating Your Child's Spiritual Passages. In it, they will reveal the importance of tradition in passing our faith on to our children. They will show us how to leave a spiritual legacy that equips your family with a strong identity and destiny in Christ. Now, you may be asking, what exactly is a spiritual milestone? It is an event preceded by a period of instruction from parents, which celebrates a spiritual development point in your child's life. Within the chapters of this book, you'll discover 7 important spiritual milestones. By using the step-by-step plan provided, you can guide your child through a time of discussion and instruction that culminates in a special rite of passage event or ceremony. These milestones become important traditions for several reasons. Milestone events create a catalyst for deepening the parent-child relationship during those times when your child is most receptive to your values and beliefs. Milestones enhance communication and help establish a pattern for how parents will relate to their children throughout the growing years. Milestones help establish the parents as spiritual leaders and the spiritual heart of the home. Milestones create a strategic plan for moving your child toward spiritual maturity, while also creating and modeling a spiritual heritage for your children and grandchildren. Milestones also make a powerful impression on your child's heart and mind, including a ceremony that continues to inspire the child's spiritual hunger. Milestones can give parents an effective way to address critical spiritual and developmental issues, often before they become problematic. Milestones provide a process to keep parents engaged in the relationship during the critical preteen and teen years. And milestones present your child with the most important thing in life, a solid identity in Jesus Christ. In the Weidman's house, they marked the height of each child every year on a special door. If in one of those growing years they had noticed no difference in the child's height, they would have been very concerned. They would have wanted to take their child to the doctor immediately. But how many of us have the same degree of intentionality in measuring our children's spiritual growth? By using spiritual milestones, parents can establish spiritual marker points while fostering the child-parent relationship and encouraging their children's spiritual growth. But before we can meaningfully celebrate any spiritual milestone, we must plan and prepare. Only then will it have the intended impact. No event can magically make your child a super Christian, any more than a wedding ceremony creates a faithful husband or loving wife. Your children will have to choose to follow Christ daily, our authors assert, just as we all are called to do. Yet a deep personal commitment to Jesus Christ remains the author's hope for their own children, for your children, and for the youth of our entire nation. It will take a strong commitment from parents just like you, those who care deeply about spiritual heritage, to turn the tide and take up the challenge to turn our hope into reality. You may wonder at this point exactly what is the role of the parent in all of this. Every parent is called to teach their children about God and to help them connect with God's grace. In other words, we are to prepare our children not only for their earthly life, but for eternity as well. A Barna survey found that between the ages of 5 and 13, a child has a 32% probability of accepting Christ as Lord and Savior. Between the ages of 14 to 18, the probability drops to 4%. From 19 on, the probability holds at 6%. As parents, we can take spiritual events and make them into significant, life-changing memorials if we are willing to make them a priority. Understanding three stages of child development may help you as you begin planning how to lead your child through the milestones. The authors explain these developmental phases in greater detail, but for now, here's a brief description of the three windows of opportunity. The imprint stage, birth to age 7, when your child needs to experience love, affection, security, and connection. The impression stage, ages 7 to 15, when your child's values and opinions are being shaped by impression points. And the coach stage, ages 15 to 19, when you can influence your teen by helping them make wise decisions and preparing them for life's unpredictable situations. When a gosling is hatched, it looks for the first thing that moves. Whatever that thing is, becomes imprinted on the gosling, and forever remains its mother. Similarly, there is an important imprint time with our children. What they believe about God during this time is mostly a reflection of what we believe. There are certain periods of receptivity that we must seize while they are available. It's not impossible later, just more difficult. And it all requires massive amounts of relationship building within the family, which the authors will show you throughout the book's chapters. You see, the power that flows from creating milestones stems from its relational emphasis. Everything springs from your relationship with your children: obedience, respect, discipline, and spiritual training. Therefore, you must be intentional about developing and strengthening relational bonds through spiritual events. By doing so, you help to equip your child with a solid understanding of truth and an identity in Christ. Now, some of you may be a bit perplexed at this point, if not discouraged. You may never have received for yourself much of what we're asking you to give your children. Maybe your family of origin was a dry and barren desert of emotional distance and swirling conflict. Or perhaps you had parents who were loving and kind, but just not in touch with the obligation to convey a spiritual heritage. Your story may be ever so complicated or discouraging. But please take heart. You are the reason today's authors wrote this material. Countless parents feel as you do, yet they're finding ways to give what they never received. So be encouraged. A simple biblical principle can show you how. We get by giving. Jesus said, "Give, and it shall be given unto you," Luke 6:38. It is a principle everyone understands. Scripture also teaches that we reap what we sow. Now we know what this means in the negative. What is planted is what we will grow. But let's think about all of this in a positive sense. If you're lacking something, say friendships, then according to the reaping principle, what should you sow? Friendship. Now let's follow this same principle a little further. What would you need to sow in order to receive anything that you have not previously received? Answer, you sow whatever you lack. If you lack a spiritual heritage, you sow one. If you lack emotional or social heritage, you sow toward that harvest. And in the process of giving, you will find you will receive what you have lacked. Remember, however, that when it comes to extending a heritage to your children, you must become intentional. Accidental living produces chancy results. It's okay to say oops when we drop a book or stub a toe, but there are times when it can be devastating and clearly unacceptable. As one author put it, there are several people in your life you don't want to ever hear say oops. Your barber, your mechanic, and your surgeon are a few who come to mind. As parents, none of us wants oops to sum up the influence we had on our children's lives. More often than we'd like, our parenting proceeds by trial and error. Oops sums up our parenting skill sometimes, not because we intended it that way, but because we became distracted. Our job, our marriage, our relationships, our personal future took precedence, and our children grew up, and we didn't notice. If this is true in your household, what should you do now? Is it too late to start? Today's authors assure us it is never too late, and they provide some real-world examples of ways to implement a family spiritual heritage, even if it seems that the optimum years have passed. This is a truth that ought to conjure up hope within all of us, hope that there is another chance, or even a first chance. Establishing spiritual milestones in the life of your child is the most beautiful and rewarding thing you can do with your time. The cherished memories you'll create will far outweigh any of the costs, the investment of your time, your energy, your willingness to be there for your child. Having given of yourself this way, you will come to the end of your days with a warm and glowing heart. You'll be able to look back and recall how you stood on the ridge of parenthood, overlooking a vast plain ablaze with the sunlight of God's goodness. You'll remember how you took your child by the hand to walk down the paths leading to the most blessed destiny. Could anything be better than that? To know your children lived their days walking in the light of the Almighty's gracious gaze? Today's authors believe that God longs to smile down upon us as we journey through life. Scripture tells us, God looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand, that did seek God. Psalms 53:2. And one thing that surely brings pleasure to God is to see His children giving a heritage of spiritual understanding to their own children and then their children, and on and on. We can take this journey with our families, and at the special mile markers along the way, we can stop to acknowledge exactly where God has brought us, how He has led us to this point, and where He is surely taking us in the future. At all those sacred places, we can pile up the stones in monument to God's almighty guiding hand. Then all will know and remember what He has done in us and our children. The Weidmans and the Ledbetters want you and your children to be blessed for all generations to come. But it involves a call to adventure, and they invite you to join them. For whenever we seek God's best, we know we'll be led into a fascinating and challenging venture of faith. We know, too, that if we respond with a resounding yes, the rewards will be greater than we could ever imagine. The authors recognize that many of us received little or no spiritual guidance from our parents. Consequently, we feel ill-equipped to teach our own children about our faith. Never fear. They have set up this material so that you, the parent, can function successfully as facilitator, teacher, and student all in one. Their intent is to teach the parent so the parent can teach the child. To this end, each chapter will identify a particular milestone, explain the biblical significance, and then help you work through it with your son or daughter using a clear and concise teaching discussion guide. Also, in most chapters, they suggest a ceremony that will help you make each milestone a memorable event filled with lifelong impact. This book will equip you with a model for providing excellent spiritual leadership within your home. It is best when God's truth comes from the parents, as indicated in Psalm 78:2-7. So the next generation would know God's laws, even the children yet to be born, and they in turn would tell their children. In each chapter, you will find a relevant theme-focusing opening to get you started thinking about the importance of the particular milestone you are exploring. This section is both personal and practical, and it is the author's hope it will inspire you to reflect on your own spiritual heritage and stir your creativity as you contemplate your children's spiritual passage. Next, you'll discover the milestone at a glance, a basic description of the particular milestone. The outline will tell you what the spiritual milestone is and why it is important. The goal of the milestone, the recommended age range for a child approaching this milestone, an idea for a symbol to serve as a reminder for the milestone, the relational emphasis or the recommended role of the parent, any new privileges the milestone brings to your child, and ideas and suggestions for a ceremony to celebrate your child's virtual passage to this milestone. Third, you'll get into the background information section for the parent. This is where you do some reading to beef up your own understanding before you set up discussion times with your child. The goal is to supply you with the knowledge you need to feel competent and comfortable. And then each chapter concludes with a parent and child discussion guide. The authors want to emphasize that the chapters in this book are actually a parent manual or guide for leading a child in discussion. This is your special opportunity to take the concepts, principles, and ideas and convey them to your child in your own words, because you know your child best. You know their age and maturity level. You know their ability to think and comprehend. So be ready to learn the concepts and then distill them for your child in the most graspable form. And remember, your faith stories and life experiences are part of your child's heritage. Use this time to share your own personal experiences and stories related to the theme. The 7 recommended basic milestones are what the authors believe are the most important points of spiritual development. Naturally, you can supplement or modify the material in any way you desire, depending on the requirements of your family situation. Their intent is to provide you with the template that you can customize to meet your family's needs. The discussion guide approach becomes particularly useful during the preteen and teen years, when the parent has the responsibility to do a significant amount of listening. The bottom line is, no matter what format you use, you must choose to be intentional in the planning and measuring of the spiritual growth of your children. By creating spiritual markers for our children, we deepen our relationships, activate our child's spiritual thirst, and provide them with a strong identity in Christ. Simply put, these milestones offer you a strategic plan for the spiritual training and development of your children. Our prayers are with you as you enter into this awesome adventure. In a matter of 50 years, the passing of the baton of faith has lost momentum. We've gone from 2 out of 3 confessing a relationship with Jesus Christ to 1 out of 25. Everybody thought that somebody would do it, and somebody thought anybody was responsible. But nobody wound up with the obligation. No one was guarding our nation's soul. How can we keep the same thing from happening to our family in the coming generations? Or if it's happened already, how can we get it back? How can we keep or start our own children on a long obedience in the same direction toward eternal values? We know that a single simple event won't do it. As good as a citywide crusade may be, it isn't the answer. As powerful as a sermon or a weekend retreat may be, By itself, it's not enough. The road back is a process, a journey, the day-by-day building of a long obedience, and the end isn't reached until the angel of the Lord declares the time shall be no more. The key to it all, being intentional about building the relationship that exists between you and your child, and between your child and God. This is the case no matter where you start the process, whether from day one or when they are adults. For now, we'll leave you to your best efforts to strengthen the interpersonal relationship you have with your child. Reach out at every opportunity. You do have great wisdom to give and a spiritual heritage to pass along. But our authors want to offer three final reminders about what it takes to nurture your child or grandchild's relationship with God. Remember that we are simply trying to answer the question, how can we produce adults ready to go into life with a healthy, biblical relationship with God? It begins with parents being committed to at least these things. 1. Practice the principle, 2 Timothy 1:5. It's hard for drinkers to extol temperance, and it's equally difficult for parents to punish foul language that they learned from mom and dad. Parents lose all moral authority when they continually violate the very behaviors they seek to instill in their children. The quiet testimony of a parent who loves God will accomplish more good in a child's relationship with Christ than taking them to 1,000 Sunday school classes. 2. Provide the atmosphere. Deuteronomy 6:7. From the start of the nation of Israel, God laid out the blueprint for spiritual training in the home. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up. 3. Participate in church. Hebrews 10:25. No relationship with God is complete without vital participation in a community of believers. Some will attempt to live their lives apart from the church, but it's a vital resource in growing closer to God through worship, fellowship, discipleship, and service. Everything the church offers, we need if we are to grow in intimacy with God. In Spiritual Milestones, the Weidmans and Ledbetters hope to inspire you to create spiritual milestones in your child's life. They provide the basic tools to get you started, and they encourage you to move forward with all the energy and creativity you can bring to the task. But they know that your most powerful motivation will be this, your deep desire to do God's will and your undying love for your child. Let the vision of your child's future, a life lived in God's saving grace and wise direction, guide you in this great work of creating a family spiritual heritage. And they pray that the legacy you leave your children will be multiplied exponentially down through the decades, with each new generation adding to the glory that you sought to give your God. May God bless you in all your efforts to love Him through loving them. Spiritual Milestones by Jim and Janet Weidman and Otis and Gail Ledbetter can be found online and is currently available in paperback and digital format. And one final note from the Fireside Bookshelf. None of the books featured on this program are ever intended to replace the Bible and the need for immersing ourselves in God's Word on a daily basis. And just because a book is recommended doesn't mean that all writings and teachings by an author are recommended. Remember, you, the reader, must always read with discernment. And while no book besides the Bible can be all things to all people, our hope here at the Fireside Bookshelf is to present a variety of Christian resources that seek to remain faithful to biblical truth, and which provide insights to help strengthen and deepen your spiritual walk.
If today's featured book has sparked your interest or addressed an area of concern for you or a friend, we hope you will consider adding a copy to your library of Christian resources. Nowadays, when busyness seems to be our business, we need to return to the lost art of reading so that we will continue learning more of God's Word and His Son, Jesus Christ, the only one who has the power to transform hearts and minds. The Fireside Bookshelf is a ministry of Sharon Hearts and can be heard on this station every Sunday at 4 p.m. Past episodes can be found anytime at www.sharonhearts.org. Thank you for joining us, and tune in next week for our next exciting feature here at the Fireside Bookshelf.